Have you ever heard of plogging? It sounds funny, but it's the idea of picking up litter while jogging, a movement which started in Sweden, which has since gone global. I met one local plogger, Roger Overall, who's almost at 5,000 pieces of litter collected since he first started in 2019. We met at the Glashebo River in Glanmire as he reaches his goal.
I set myself some rules, a minimum of 3 pieces per run, but you quickly find out, sadly, that 3 pieces per run is not going to make that much of a difference. And it does become a little bit addicting, so you do start just collecting more and more. So I typically fill my pockets on my running trousers, and occasionally I'm lucky and I find a plastic bag, and then I start collecting more. So you might say, well, why not bring a plastic bag? I'm not that dedicated. I like to have my hands free when I run, but I'm more than happy to fill up my pockets with litter that I collect.
Today, Roger will be aiming to reach a milestone of 5,000 pieces of litter collected. After he collects it, he takes pictures of his findings before recycling them accordingly.
5,000 in plogging terms really isn't that much. It's certainly not over the 4 years that I've been doing it. There are ploggers in the world, oh my goodness, they would pick up hundreds of thousands of pieces in a year. But look, that's my contribution, is the 5,000. I'm currently at 4,990, so I have 10 pieces to go. And we're going to go for a run, and on the run, guaranteed, we won't even be running that long, we'll hit the 10th piece. I'm very curious to find out what the 10th piece might be. I photographed every single piece and I put them in a grid and I put them up on my Instagram feed, and there they all are. So it's like a little... This isn't my phrase, this is Paul Way, who's a fabulous plogger in Holland. He said, oh, it's like an archaeological dig. Yeah. All this stuff, you're showing what's been thrown away through the ages. So if I keep this up for another 30 years, it might become meaningful from a historical perspective as well.
And looking at your archives of all the rubbish you've collected over the years, what are the common items you see on a run?
Cigarette packets, see a lot of those, but by far the most common thing are sweet wrappers, chocolate wrappers of a particular manufacturer in particular that we're not going to name, and drinks cans. Particularly, especially, the most collected item, if you like, or harvested item, would be a drinks can from a sugary drinks company that's quite well known.
The Glashebo River is a route he often takes, which is a black spot for litter. It's a walkway along a busy road. There are some bins along the way, but that's not the issue. It's people littering that's the problem.
But it's a very busy road, so there's a lot of traffic here. And on both sides of the road, you'll see litter, which I can only imagine, but I don't know for sure, is thrown out of the cars. And because of the volume of traffic, there is a lot of litter here.
Yeah.
So all I can say is that the only way it's getting here is people. The birds aren't dropping the litter. They're not going into shops and buying chocolate bars and then dropping their litter, or congregating and having their sugary drinks and then leaving the cans. So, or in fact, driving past and throwing them out of the window. So it's people. Bins are certainly a solution. There is a bin, as far as I remember, about halfway down with a little seating area. We have a lovely view of the river. But there's two things about bins. Are there enough of them? Are they emptied enough? I often see in another location where I plog that the bin is overflowing. So even with the best will in the world, you're not going to get another piece of litter in there. So then it sort of congregates around the base of the bin, the wind comes along, and then it's dispersed. So that's actually kind of people trying to do their bit. So are more bins necessary? Possibly regular emptying of the bins. But really the solution is, just don't do it in the first place. Don't litter. Take it home with you.
So we started plogging and began the countdown for Roger to reach his 5,000th piece of litter.
So what I've got here, this is a paper bag. Okay. That's going to fill up my pockets almost immediately. Okay, here we have. This is an energy bar wrapper. So that's 2. Nondescript transparent piece of plastic, that is 3. The inevitable chocolate bar sweet wrapper from famous brand, 4.
We don't have to do a lot of running.
Fast food ice cream carton, that's 5.
Oh my goodness.
Crisp packets, famous brand, that is 6. And I come across a lot of crisp packets as well, that's 6. Okay.
We haven't gone very far either from our starting point.
I have not. Okay, so I have rules. We're not going to pick up things that I think are a bit suspect.
For hygiene purposes, we're not going to pick up any tissue. Ooh, that's mucky.
It's mucky, but that can go in.
So you find you're stopping and starting quite a lot.
Yes, but there's a benefit to that. Cigarette packets, 8. More sweet crackers, 9. Fittingly, the 5,000th piece of litter is a transparent piece of plastic that, from its shape, I am guessing has come from a cigarette packet.
Looks like it.
So that is 5,000 pieces done.
Well, Roger, congratulations on reaching your 5,000 piece, your 5,000 plogging piece.
I think you mean commiserations.
Yeah, commiserations for the environment and the lack of care for our green spaces, but your achievement in doing better for these green spaces should be celebrated. And it's frightening that we actually didn't have to run very far from our starting point to reach 10 pieces.
50 metres?
About that.
Not even. So that gives you an idea of the litter problem, unfortunately, we face.
Surprisingly, we didn't have to jog far. There was so much litter in that short space of time. But if you'd like to get involved, or you'd like to see Roger's collection or hear more about plogging, you can visit theplogger.com or his Instagram at Roger Overall. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.